This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's also inauguration day. And I walked outside during the break and the couple songs we played there. And John's out. He's like, oh, Gaga, huh? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. And he agreed that it's, you know, J-Lo following Gaga. That's a tough spot. Tough spot. But she pulled it off.
Oh, J-Lo did?
I don't know. I guess, you know, I don't want to say anything bad.
Well, we turned it off, so we don't know.
We know. She sounded in tune. It sounded fine.
Okay.
Sounded great, you know? And she is a singer. She's known, and one of the things she's known for.
I'm looking on Instagram right now. Gavin just tweeted, posted on Instagram, President Joe Biden, everyone. Fronti just posted a picture of the inauguration on his computer. I believe he's still in Bali, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he's watching at whatever time it is there. I'm assuming it's nighttime there, right?
Yeah, I think it's really late at night right now, like maybe 12 or 1 in the morning.
Yeah, 1
in the
morning.
So anyway.
Yeah, very exciting morning.
I think for some people, it'll be great, a great look on your Instagram, and others will be like, bleh.
Yeah.
So whatever. I hope we can all move on and just sort of keep politics in their lane and not have it cross into every aspect of our entire lives.
Wouldn't that be nice?
24/7.
I just don't want to think about it. I want to be like, I'm pretty sure the guys in the White House has got it. I'm going to just worry about other things.
Here are the texts that you guys sent us. We love when you do, so
we sure
appreciate
do.
800-400-3697. Let's see here. 650 says, I'm celebrating 13 years sober today. Being able to share that with such an important day in democracy feels amazing. Love you guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Since before Obama took office. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's a really big deal. 510 says, did Sarah really have sex with a guy with a raisin-like testy in his man bag?
I did.
Was it... Did you compare it to...
No, I didn't really notice it. He told me about it and said, here, feel this. And I'm like, oh, well, imagine that. Mm. Look at that. He shouldn't have told me. Everything just looks regular down there, and he's got this extra stuff. I'm like, huh, weird.
Just as ugly as the last one.
Right. It's not the best looking area. I mean, you know, it's fine. I guess.
Go on.
That's it. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any problem with it.
Okay.
Boy, that goes back to early in the show. I like that we're going to the way back.
Actually, that one just came in. Gaga is amazing. I'm afraid for my health and retirement and for my children's future. Yeah, I mean, look, I've tried to keep a really positive attitude about all this, but I would be lying if I said that at 50-something... that I'm not worried that this pandemic's going to cause, you know, problems long-term, or at least, you know, in the course of the next, let's call it 3 to 5 years. You know, I'm sure we're going to rebound ultimately and, you know, rise above it. But yeah, I really want us to have this vaccine work and have us move back to a fully functioning society as soon as humanly possible.
That would be great. I think we're all on board with that.
Yep. Wait.
What?
Oh, the difference. Oh, wait. What? I can't read that one. I don't understand what they're saying. Oh, my God, Sarah. Calm the bleep down with the kisses. Obviously, it's his family. The fear, man. Jeez, listen to yourself.
Yeah. It's just hard to see, you know. It looks like he was kissing Kamala. I'm like, you guys, you know. Oh, okay, it's not.
Thank you for playing the inauguration audio. So relieved. Yeah, I believe that a lot of people are. I don't think Sarah's alone in that. And I also am relieved. I have too many things happening that I can't be hyper-focused on politics. I just can't. I have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old.
I'd say you're
lucky. And
we're
all trapped in the same house. We can't get away from each other.
If I wasn't trapped in the house, I might not be so consumed by it.
Right. Let's see here. It's over. The reign of ignorance and terror is over. We finally have a new president. That's from 510.
It's a great day. It's a day like all the other days, but it's great. It's special. It's beautiful. It's just like extra beautiful. Like the sky, I've never seen it so beautiful before. The sun, never seen it so shiny.
415, chills, crying tears of joy. 415, purple is the equal mix of red and blue. It's supposed to unite. Yeah, but actually it turns out if you read up a little bit that she chose purple for a different reason. It's to honor the first black woman who ran for president, which is many years back.
Did you say her name was Shirley Chisholm? Does that sound right?
That's right. It's a great freaking day in America, says 415. Lady Gaga just killed it. National anthem brought tears to my eyes.
That was beautiful, Lady Gaga. In case you were wondering what we thought about it, we loved it. She'll be checking in later, I'm sure. Listen to the podcast, you know. Oh, what did Sarah and Vinny think? Mm-hmm. You know, she cares about us.
Yeah, why do all these guys have to hold their man package when they perform? Women do it, too. It's so dumb and gross to me, even though I was like Sarah and had a huge number of boys in my day. Mm. Not offended, just annoying.
Hey. Yeah, it's not offensive. I mean, I guess it is. I don't know. I just feel like, really? What would happen if you let go? Like, oh, it's out of control. It's going crazy. Let's find out. It's all right. Just let it go. It'll be fine.
I don't know. I think that there's probably a close connection between...
his hand and that thing? Yeah, I get that.
Well, no,
that's,
I was going to say...
Men and their and that thing, that the axis upon which all things turn? Yes, I understand. He's afraid someone's going to steal it? Like, I don't understand. Just wants to remind you that it's there. Thank you. I was aware, but I don't know.
All right.
Hold on for
Boo
dear life.
Boo to the texter who said late in your show yesterday that Patrick Mahomes is out for Sunday's games. Mahomes is still questionable and still in concussion protocol. It's too early to make a decision on whether or not he'll play.
Oh,
he did clear the first steps on Monday towards getting back on the field. And the Chiefs are optimistic he'll play this Sunday.
Well, there's a font of positivity.
All right. I've heard other people say that he's got a huge career ahead of him. He should not risk it this early in his...
Hey, John.
But whatever.
Do you think Mahomes is going to play this weekend?
He said yes.
I also think he'll play, but the question is, should he? But I do know these footballers, that's what they do. So, yeah, they want to be out there with their team, and they've earned their way into this point in the playoffs. How are you going to sit there?
It's hard to look long-term when the Super Bowl's right out in front of you. You know what I mean? It's. I wouldn't blame them either way, frankly. Play or don't play.
Besides, I actually think Tom Brady's going to get his 7th Super Bowl this year.
Duh.
So he could. It would be smart of him to just take this year off. Mm. Take it off. Relax.
That's true, yeah.
Tommy Boy is going to get his 7th.
Tampa. That's a pisser, man. Oof.
Yeah. He's got a good team around him. They just got to get past Green Bay.
Come on, Aaron. You can do it.
Possibly in the snow, too. I don't know if that's going to go very well for them or not. You know, Tampa's a warm location.
Yeah.
I feel Sarah's relief. I woke up today feeling of lightness. It's the start of changes for good.
I'll be talking about it with John all day, I'm sure. So.
Oh, lucky him.
Boy, oh, please, are you kidding me? Lucky me. It never ends at my house.
Sarah, I found a show that you would love. The Discovery of Witches. Season 1 is on Prime. It's like an adult version of Twilight.
I've read those books.
It is a book series.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you have to subscribe to another service for season 2.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that or not. Maybe if season 1's free. I liked the books. I fell off after I was like halfway through the second one, and I'm like, enough of that. Discovery of Witches. I do love the first book, though. It's good.
They can time travel in that.
It's fun. You know, that's good times. They meet Shakespeare and stuff.
If you like the books, why wouldn't you want to see it? I don't get it.
I like the first book. I may get to that. It's, you know, it's finding things that John and I can watch. I don't know if that's it. Although he did love True Blood, and that was kind of a wacky show.
And did he end up loving The Morning Show or not?
Oh, yeah. He loved, we chowed that show. Pigged out on it. So good. And Ted Lasso, we were so sad when we plowed through all 10 half-hour episodes.
Vinny, I got a Honda small generator, runs a refrigerator, internet, and small appliances. It works great. I live in the Oakland Hills, so the power goes out a lot.
There you go.
Yeah. We looked at something, and this is not a plug. This is something we've researched and looked at, and our neighbors have one, but it's called Generac.
Okay.
I think it's a brand name, but it's something that will actually power almost the whole house.
Yeah. It just switches over automatically.
Mm-hmm. And since this seems to be now a normal occurrence, and by the way, for the update, my house is still in a blackout, so... Yay!
Hip hip, hooray! Hooray!
My kid can't get her permit. No way to take test at DMV. Someone just said that you could. Didn't we just hear someone got their license?
Maybe some people.
I'm not sure how they worded that though. I think they may have said they learned how to drive during the pandemic. Like it's a.
But
good
then
time.
They did say that the kid got his license.
Did they?
I still see. Those cars driving around that have like the school
driver's ed car.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
Student driver.
Mm-hmm. I still see that around.
Oh my God, Nicole.
What?
Oh, I thought you were reading text. I thought you wouldn't
see that.
That
yet.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, you guys check out the
my nose is bigger than Sarah's whole head. And of course, you guys had to put me in profile for that show.
It's National DJ Day.
Oh, no.
Can we not?
Don't even post
it's the two of you guys.
It's inauguration
looking
day.
At each other.
Stop it.
Well, the Alice 973 Instagram's ruined. Don't look at that today.
Blowing up. It's the opposite of ruined.
You know what? I'll repost it to my story, too, so we can, like...
What is happening? Why do you have to put up the picture? Look at my jowls. That's just awful.
Your jowls? Nobody can see those past my giant nose.
What's that nose-rubbing thing? Is that Eskimo kissing, or is Eskimo with the
eyelashes?
There's
a lot of that on past photos that I found, so...
Mm-hmm. Eskimo kissing?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot.
Yeah, that was a thing that we used to do.
That was before my time. So,
yeah,
that's about 10 pair of headphones back.
That's how we date the show. I do have my black jacket on though, so you know my parka.
Well, you had that forever.
I had series.
Well, and I think this is before your first short haircut.
That's a while ago. It looks like I'm straightening my hair. You can see I've fought with the waves. Although, I get that lump in my hair from the headphones.
That always happens to the back of my head. Like, no matter how many times I straighten it.
It has a curl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a wave.
Yeah. It's like, okay, what's the point of straightening it?
How come Nicole doesn't have to be in this one?
Yeah, where's
that's
Nicole?
Because she put it together, so she
yeah, of course.
I tackled side by side,
and
you tackled this one.
It's
good teamwork here.
Hey, I gave Bryn three options to pick from.
Of these, I chose this one. I was that looks good.
And there was a different photo. So.
You can feel the love in this picture.
Yeah, that's
look
why
at
I
that.
Picked it.
Can you feel
the love?
love tonight.
You know what? Next time, if you need to know if I love Sarah, just ask me. I'll tell you, and then you can post a decent picture of us.
Okay. Yeah.
Need
okay,
to look next... like us touching noses. Look at the size of my beak.
Well, you guys don't want to know what other photos I have.
Good crapping Christ, man. It's gigantic.
It's really not that bad. It really.
It looks normal, then. It looks just like it always
does. It does look normal. I don't know what you're tripping about.
That's your nose.
Yeah, that
Sarah,
looks normal.
I have one of you that
I would hate.
You would absolutely hate. I'm going to send it to Bryn right now, though.
Send it to me. Send it to me. I want to see it.
This is what she does. She trolls. Finds images. Says, what do you think of this? I'm like, yes, that's a winner.
You guys, I swear to God, what have we ever done to you?
What
we
do
said
you
love
mean?
You.
Our job is to do this.
Rotten friends, bad friends.
408 says affable, trope, alacrity. What did you say? What was that? How's
alacrity.
That word said?
Alacrity. I said affable.
Apparently, Sarah leveled up. Apparently, what's she sipping? I want some.
I don't know. It's reading books. I sip on those all day.
Stephen Colbert loves sea shanties, and he's elated that it's trending. He's been singing them on his show.
Oh.
Well, that's what he'll do now that Trump's gone. He'll sing
he'll
more.
Yeah, he'll do sea shanties. Right. Why wouldn't he?
Guys, teens indeed are being issued licenses. My 16-year-old grandson got his license in December.
Oh, there you go.
510, my 17-year-old just got his license. COVID gave him a lot of time to learn.
So for the person who can't get a license, maybe you should check yourself instead of them. Maybe they don't want their license. Like,
or
no,
maybe
Mom, I can't get it. I can't
that's
leave.
Mom's excuse for not letting them get their license. Oh, nobody maybe. Can get that right.
No, that's not. We're not doing that.
We're not. No.
We're staying home and being safe.
Right.
Like good doobies. All right, hon. Help with dinner.
Let's see.
Can you
regarding the cheater story, wouldn't checking out the carpet and finding nothing but be a red flag as well? Maybe
yep.
don't use the Dyson. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I thought it was funny that it's trending on TikTok, but and really, I mean, clearly there are people out there having very full lives, even though many of us aren't.
Yeah, if you can cheat in the pandemic, good on you. I mean, way to get things figured out.
Skillf.
Math skillf.
Will and Grace did a spoof show of Lucy. Deborah was awesome as Lucy. So this is something that she has in her history, I guess.
Ah, she loves Lucy. Don't we all?
Well, a lot of people probably should, you know, there are a lot of women that came before in, like, I always really... Although Joan Rivers wasn't my thing.
Oh, she was great, though.
She came up at a time when there weren't female comedians. She really paved the way for a lot of others. So, you know, she's an important person for that reason, beyond whether or not you like her comedy. Hey, all, Lucy was a platinum blonde and appeared in Three Stooges episodes. LOL. I don't remember that.
I don't either. I wasn't a big Stooges fan, though, so it would have been easy for me to miss that.
Well, if you've seen one, you saw them all.
Yeah.
My husband did 6 acupuncture treatments and his back pain went away and his left leg was no longer numb. He's been told to avoid surgery by all means. Often surgery makes it worse.
Sometimes people respond to that stuff and I'm sure there's chiropractors shaking their fists at, don't do that. But, you got to find your own way.
My uncle worked in an ER, and his back was so bad that he had to go out on disability. He got surgery on it with high hopes that it was going to, relieve the pain he was in, and it didn't work.
Oh, no.
And now he's got to go get 2 more opinions before he goes under the knife again. And
your
I don't
John?
Know that that's going to – this is Uncle John, yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's bummed.
I would be, too. Well, you go into a surgery with the highest hopes. Like, I think that surgery is where you wind up last because a lot of times they'll give you, like, physical therapy and recommend all kinds of different things, and that's the last resort, and you want that to work. Yikes.
Yeah, it stinks.
I hope it works.
Hey, I'm running out of time. Here's a couple quickies. Julia Roberts as Lucille Ball. Huh?
I don't see that.
Julia Roberts?
Okay.
Liam Neeson was the colonel in the A-Team movie. Okay.
Oh. Was he funny?
I didn't watch. Would you? Did you watch that?
I did not. I didn't watch that. No, I didn't. I had no need for
anyway, that. Anyway, I think that gets us. Oh, I Love Lucy is Emma Stone.
Closer. I actually think Deborah Messing. I can't really picture Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball. I just.
Oh, 707. Anchorman 2 is terrible.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Apparently. Anyway, we're out of time, but thank you so much for sending stuff in, and we'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Everybody, make sure you go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram page to see how much Nicole and Bryn hate us. Also, up there is a side-by-side of Shame and Rebecca, who is the team owner on Ted Lasso. That was a solid side-by-side. You guys are really killing it in the social media department.
Thank you so
Great
much.
Great job today.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah. And also, Thanks. We got a new president, and it's a beautiful sunny day. You going to try and – yeah, I know. Yay. You going to try and surf today, Vin?
Yeah, I got to check in with my family. They're waking up in a dark house this morning, so see – when we're going to get power back, and they may join me over here for the afternoon, at least until we get power back at the house. But
you've got a fridge there, so that'll be helpful.
Right. I'll probably sneak out though and get some exercise. Yes. So when we talk tomorrow, hopefully everything will be back to normal and I'll be broadcasting with my new wall behind me.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be great. I can't wait to see it.
That was ultimately chosen.
Exciting.
And we'll probably have forgotten all about politics by tomorrow. Yay!
I hope so.
We'll never talk about it again. Happy Hump Day, everybody. V-Hale's up next, and Jane's up in the afternoon. We're on 24/7. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.